Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
We've missed you.
We have.
We have good excuses-ish. but before we get into it, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we apologize for not being here. Last week, we had a weird Wednesday off.
A random middle of the day off.
Or week.
Yeah, middle of the week off. Yeah.
And it was very nice, like going into like Tuesday, like, I don't work tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
it was a little confusing for me.
Oh, yeah. Thursday hit, or like Wednesday night hit. And I was like, crap, tomorrow's Monday. Oh, I forgot to do A, B, and C over the weekend. Wait, no, it's Thursday. You're doing everything this weekend.
I know. Tuesday, I was like, ooh, I don't have a bedtime tonight. Mm-hmm.
It's just so nice. Oh, man. But the week before that, we actually did experience some technical difficulties.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we couldn't use the computer in here because they were fixing it. So that was fun.
Yeah. So we couldn't have done anything. I'm sorry.
No. But
now we're back.
Yes. And we did get, I think we got a couple of messages. Wanted to give a quick shout out. Stevie, yes, I got your birthday card that you sent me. And yes, I got the Friends reference. It's like a donation has been made in your name. For the New York City Ballet. And every time I read anything that says or hear anything, a donation has been made in your name, ... I immediately think of the Friends reference.
Oh, so, I think I kind of actually remember that episode.
That was the episode where Chandler gets fired. No, he quits. He decides to quit because he got stuck working on Christmas Eve.
Yes, yes.
And his job just totally sucks and everyone's working overtime on Christmas Eve. And they're like, oh, well, the boss has got you a good bonus. Hey, here you go. And it's like, a donation has been made in your name to the New York City Ballet. Thanks.
That's their bonus.
Yes. I mean, I guess they could write it off on their taxes if it was made in their name, maybe.
I feel like most people would rather just have the money.
Exactly. I agree. And so that at the end, when Chandler comes home, they're like, oh, let's open presents. Like, here you go. I got you guys something. And it's the same. It's like, a donation has been made in your name. It's like, mine says it was addressed to Stephanie Myers.
Oh, he took something. All of them.
And he's like, I don't have a job.
He's like, what do you want from me?
Because he was trying to play it off like, I thought this year we could do stuff for other people.
No one bought it.
No. So that, I totally got the reference. Thank you, Stevie. I love it. Like, I love cards. I think they're just so sweet.
Oh my God, I do too. I've gotten actually like a few in the mail being like, congratulations on your like engagement. And like, for me, I rarely ever receive letters in the mail or cards, you know, unless it's like you meet up with someone and they have like a gift for you and then there's a card in there maybe,
right.
But just like a random card in the mail that just says like congratulations. I was like, oh, this is so old school. I love it.
I feel like cards nowadays have just become like a receptacle for money.
Yeah, or a gift card.
Yes, exactly. So
yeah, usually you think there's something in it, but it's kind of just so sweet to just get a card.
Like, I had my cousin, I told her, so when you have little kids, they're drawing all the time. Like, mommy, yeah. I made you a picture. And I told her, hey, if the kids ever want to draw me pictures, like, I don't remember how we got into this conversation, feel free to send them to me. I'll put them up.
And like on your fridge or something?
Yeah. And actually one I did frame because I put it right next to the picture of my nieces. And I thought, like, and I sent them a video, like, hey, look, here's your picture. And they were so excited.
I'm surprised you don't have, like, hundreds of drawings.
Well, like, it also, stamps cost money, I guess. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, those are the only ones.
They just send you a big box full of their artwork. They probably just tell them they send you right. all
She's
of
like,
it, but they just throw it away.
Yeah, which I'm okay with, too. Like, but if they, you know, every now and then it's nice. You get a letter. Like so I think she sent me a birthday card last year with it. With the drawing in it. I was like, oh, like, I love that. And I love keeping all my birthday cards. I have a special box for them.
Oh, man, I have so many. I hoard. It's not good.
Honestly, like, if you feel bad that they're in a box and you're hoarding them, like, turn it into, like, a photo album or something. Like, or something where you can slide them in, like a protective cover or something.
Do you know what I have been starting to do and wish I, like, always started to do was, like, write the date of when you got the card. Because my grandma always does that. So she'll be like, 2018, and then I'll keep the card because it's kind of nice to be like, wow, I wonder when the hell she sent this, and then to think like, oh my god, she sent this like 4, 5, 6, you know, however many years ago. So that's what I've been doing with my card.
That makes sense too, because I think you think of like cards for little kids, like happy 7th birthday. They don't make it for happy 32nd birthday.
Yeah, no, no, only for the big milestones when you get hella old. And then, do you really want those?
No. So it's really a little. It's yeah. That's actually a really good idea. Maybe you should start doing that. But I feel bad that I hadn't done it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
well, when I started dating J-Rubs, we would do the anytime there would be like the photo photo album. What are they called? Photo booths. Photo booths. So every time we'd visit a place that had that, we'd always do one of those. And so then it got to the point where I had like 5, 6 on the fridge. And then I was like, wow, I don't even remember which one's first. I don't remember like where we were. So then that's when I started with, okay, let me go back. Were we in San Francisco? Were we in Seattle? Let me write the date because I want to remember. And if I don't remember a few years later, like I'm not going to remember in like 5, 10 years from now.
And that's kind of like the problem what I realized with like cameras as like when you used to have cameras as opposed to camera phones. Is we are such a selfie nation. So let's say you go visit somewhere. It's like, cool. I realize that you, in this picture, you're in Japan, you're in Europe, you're in this and that. But they all look the same. You could literally be in your bedroom right now with different backdrops.
Yeah.
And we couldn't tell the difference. So it's, unless you're having somebody else take a picture for you, they're not really that, you can't really tell the difference. Like, unless maybe I had bangs in this, maybe like now I don't, or this tattoo shows up in this picture.
I think of that when I like go hiking or something. I'm like, do I really want to fill my camera phone up with all of these pictures of nature that honestly probably look very similar to a hike I've already done before?
Unless
that
we take some epic pictures.
Unless it's like a really new spot that's like really well known that I've never been to type of thing. But I'm like, a lot of waterfalls look like other waterfalls. Like, it was, I mean, I think about that like every year, like
it's
about to be October. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to go to the pumpkin patch. I'm like, but I took some hella cute pictures like last year and the year before. Like, should I just reuse some of those pictures?
Just get some do a different funny pose each year. Like make pumpkin boobies next year, pumpkin butt cheeks.
Well, see, I'm so like, I like tradition. And this is how I always usually do a very, if not the exact same type of picture every year.
I might have a way to like balance it out.
Ooh.
You do that. It's like, you know those games you play where it's like you add a move? So it's like,
oh yeah, then, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You do that. Like every year you add a new pose, and then every year after that you have to do that pose plus another one.
Oh, why didn't you tell me this like 5 years ago?
I don't know. I just came up with it.
And then like put it like a flip book. Yeah. How people do the different drawings so it makes like you're doing a cartwheel or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Or like every, yeah, exactly.
You're doing like a high kick, a cartwheel.
Oh, like you can start it once you get married.
Okay.
Or now that you're engaged, you can start it, I guess. And that could be from that moment on. So it feels like it starts at a milestone so you don't feel like you missed out the years prior.
Yeah. Okay. That's
it's weird that we have to put these like weird like stipulations on it to make ourselves feel better.
I know. I was like, it's too late. We should have done this years ago.
But now you're engaged.
True.
You're betrothed.
God, I can picture my man not being, I'm being like, okay, we need to get my leg just an inch higher than it was last year. Okay. And him being like, it looks all the same. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, now that you're engaged, you have like a new thing. So like you can do the same poses you've done before, but with your ring.
And yeah, that's true.
Whenever you have kids, you can do all the same things, but pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then with the kids.
Exactly. And then have the kids do their signature poses when they get one, because you know they're gonna.
Oh, they better.
My little brother right now, he's doing the whole, like, you put your fingers, fish hook your cheeks, and you stick your tongue out.
Oh, spread your... Your
cheeks.
Mouth. Yeah, far apart.
He loves doing that.
That kind of hurts
It does. Our faces aren't as stretchy as they used to be.
I don't like that. It's probably cute when he does it.
Oh, very. But it's like, where did you learn this?
And then your fingers are all wet.
Yeah. We did, going back to Sarah being engaged, we did get a message.
Oh.
It says, what's up, ladies? It's Eric with the silent H here. Been a while since I messaged you.
It has.
Congrats to Sarah on the engagement.
Thank you.
I have, so we had talked about in a previous episode, like different ways to save money and stuff.
Yes.
Like the get a Costco cake and stuff. Like those are just random ideas.
Comes to weddings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because add the word wedding to it and they will jack up the price a ridiculous amount even if it was a party of the same size.
Yeah.
He says, get married on a Friday.
Ooh, I'm so committed to a Saturday.
Right. So I think the price difference for the venue rental where my wife and I got married from Friday to Saturday was close to $2,000.
Ugh.
I mean, don't get me started on like a Wednesday one like that. But who wants to get married on a Wednesday?
Let's just have it on a hump day. Why not? Right. Or like a Tuesday.
I mean, you could do it on like a President's Day. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably, like, if you do it, like, a Labor Day weekend or something, Sundays are probably just going to be as expensive as a Saturday.
But, I mean, you could do it on a Monday.
Oh, I'm not, yeah, but I'm trying to do it when everyone has the day off after.
Yeah. Good call. It says, plus, vendors will likely have more availability on a weekday. And I also wanted to let Vicky know about a band that popped up on my Spotify called Amaranth. In my head, I could say it, but now I can't.
What is that? Spell it out.
Amaranth. Amaranthe. Amaranth.
Okay. Amaranth.
I think that's how you say it. Yes, Amaranth. I was adding way too many syllables in there.
Did we get it?
I think so. It says they have three singers, but their main vocalist is a woman, and they're very similar to In This Moment or a heavier Evanescence.
Ooh, have you heard of them before?
Mm-mm, I'm totally down. It's weird, like this last week or so, my musical, like what I've been listening to, like my playlist have literally just been jumping from completely different spectrums.
Like from one to another, or like you were there last week and now you're at a totally different place this week?
Like even like day to day, like yesterday. So I have a playlist and I call it Romanticizing My Life.
Wow, that is an epic ass title for a playlist.
So it came off like this meme, and I'm sure I can find it real quick.
What does that even mean? Romanticizing your life?
Yes. Give me a second, I'll find it. But basically has like a lot of music that I like to listen to while I'm doing just random stuff at my house.
Okay.
Like cooking or cleaning. And like it just puts me in a really like peaceful mood.
Okay, I might be stupid, but when I think of romanticizing, I think of like romance. Is that not at all correct?
Kind of. It's basically like somebody wrote for a definition. They wrote, it means to really pay attention to all the little things happening around you. It means fully live in that moment and block out the thoughts about tomorrow, next week. You're just really enjoying all the little things and really loving those things.
Oh, okay.
But somebody had put it in a really nice way, and I'm just trying to see if I can find it real quick. Please hold. And with the power of editing, we are back.
Woo!
But I found the original post, and it was a Tumblr post. And somebody writes, they're referring to Studio Ghibli. And Studio Ghibli, if you don't know, is a Japanese studio that creates these really beautiful, fun movies like Kiki's Delivery Service. What was the other one that I was thinking of, too? Like Ponyo, Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, all those movies, basically. And the post, I never clicked to me why I did like those movies.
Yeah.
Until this person put it really well. It says, I think the reason I enjoy Ghibli so much is that it romanticizes the little things. It makes me want to bake and study and clean the house, garden, and more while listening to happy music and occasionally picking wildflowers while lying in the grass. It helps me find joy in the day-to-day life. And honestly, that is so important for my mental health. And Hayao Miyazaki, who I believe is one of the creators or runners of Studio Ghibli, has said on numerous occasions that he wants children to know what, even when the world seems harsh and life is hard, it's always still worth living and there's always something beautiful in it. That mental health boost is intentional, and Miyazaki wants you to believe that you should continue to live, even if it's just for those little things. So I read that and I found myself, like, there's certain music, like, certain songs and music that would, like, put me in a really nice mood. Like, because, sometimes I'll clean to, you know, Lady Gaga and Kesha and stuff.
But more upbeat.
One of those, like, moods, like, you're just dancing and stuff while you're cleaning, and sometimes you just kind of want to take it slow. Like, you know what? I don't have anything planned. I don't have to go anywhere. You maybe have like a cider, a glass of wine or whatever, and you just take your time, and you, like, cleaning isn't fun. Like, the end result is great. But
totally.
The actual act of cleaning isn't fun. But, like, you take pride in what you're doing. Like, this is going to make my house look so much better. I'm going to feel better. And so this music kind of puts me at peace, and it, like, puts...
So are they kind of more chill songs?
Yeah, usually.
Rather than, like, upbeat songs?
Some of them are a little bit more upbeat. Some of them are a little bit more on the chill side, but they're all kind of in that folky world region, usually.
Oh.
So I will... Going back to the original point of this is, like, I've been going back and forth from that kind of music. So yeah. I have, like, Hozier's on there. Actually, I can put up my playlist right now because it's here.
Wait, what's the word?
Romanticizing. I don't think you'll know most.
Lives.
I don't think you'll know most of these bands. Maybe not by name, but you might have heard some of their music before. And
yeah.
I'm not going to play them just because I'm not sure if I'm allowed to. but like the Paper Kites, the Head and the Heart, Iron and Wine, and the cool thing with like certain music streaming apps and stuff. They'll let you, like, whatever they notice you were putting in that playlist, it'll start suggesting stuff like it.
Oh, yeah. I love when they do that.
So that's how I end up finding a lot of these. Like, I have Chris Stapleton in here, the Lumineers, the Oh Hellos. There's a band, I really love this song, Michigan by the Milk Carton Kids. and then I go to some other ones that are a little bit more on the, like, lovey-dovey one. Like, I have Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
But then I have kind of more, I call them like my weird stoner chill music. It's, I don't know what else to call it. It's just what I used to listen to when I would smoke when I was a teenager. Like I got Snow Patrol on here. My friend hit me with this song cause he was asking me to translate the lyrics for him. And it's a Spanish song from it's a Mexican singer. And it was just beautiful kind of. I don't want to say mariachi exactly. She does do mariachi singing, but it's a very simplistic. There's not a lot going on in the song. It's just her singing and I think maybe some guitar. And then because she's a younger singer, I think I actually watched some videos with my mom and grandma recently of this girl, Angelica Aguilar. And she is like the daughter and or granddaughter of like some famous Mexican musicians. And she is equally as talented. And she's like 14.
Dang.
If she's who I think, in
the same playlist.
This is all in the same playlist.
Oh my God.
This will keep me in like I'm feeling this mood right now. Yeah. I'm going to listen to this or like, you know, it's like it's also one of those like if I had a partner, this would be really cute music to like do stuff with around the house, but then I can also appreciate it being like single, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it puts you in a happy mood. Your mental state is like, "Okay, mm-hmm. I may be cleaning or what up, but I'm having a great time."
And then yesterday I went to, like, I was listening to that for a while. And I'm like, I don't know. This isn't cutting it anymore. I listened to this yesterday and most of today. What else can I do? And I'm literally scrolling through my playlists. Like, what is my playlist right now? And then I went to what I call the industrial ballet.
What?
So many years ago, my friend found this event on Facebook called, like, an industrial ballet.
Okay.
And it was a ballet, but with set to industrial music. Hi.
Whoa, hello. Is that the ballet saying something?
Yeah, right. I'm trying to like turn that off. Stop it. No, so it was gorgeous. It was super awesome. Like you can interpret it any way you want. You know how like some ballets, like you have the Nutcracker, you kind of know what's going on. You don't really know what's going on. Like there's so much tension and stuff.
How is the music?
Is it ballet? It was fantastic. No, so industrial music is like kind of like Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, and they do ballet to that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's different versions, obviously. There's so much industrial music out there. It's techno mixed with metal, basically.
That's just amazing that they dance to that ballet style.
It was so gorgeous. I'm sure you can find some on Google. Like, somebody might have filmed something once. But when I was in my late teens, I was dating a guy, and he introduced me to a crap ton of music. He's the one that introduced me to Nirvana and Soundgarden, but he also introduced me to a lot of industrial music that I really loved because I was already into techno. So I went completely opposite from like sweet and floaty to my industrial playlist, which I call
it. Sometimes you need that though. Mm-hmm.
Like I mean, I call it the industrial ballet based off of the ballet I saw.
Yeah,
I love
but
getting
there's like a bunch of different artists in there.
I love calling, I love giving really cute nicknames to my playlists. I don't know. I just have fun with it. But
like, so are you going to check out this new band? That Eric with the Silent Seas?
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's going to definitely fit into that category. Because this is kind of like, I went full on, like, for those, if you want some industrial music recommendation, one of my old time favorites is a band called Suicide Commando.
Oh, I like that name.
Like, I have some of their songs like Blind, Torture, and Kill. Oh. Or Conspiracy with the Devil.
Oh.
Hellraiser. Some of my favorites.
Sound hardcore.
Love Breeds Suicide, which I actually have some of those lyrics tattooed on me.
You would.
Oh my God, that song. Like, because I heard they have it both industrial and then they also came out with like just the piano and singing.
Oh, that's cool when bands do that.
Yeah, it was so like both versions are pretty awesome.
A totally different vibe.
Oh yeah. Like, I was also really into, and I recently found this in my recommended songs, Velvet Acid Christ. I was like, that is my stoner industrial music days. Oh, because they're so weird. Like, oh my God, I forgot about Wump Scud. Scut, I think that's how you say it. Wump Scut.
You got a lot on there.
Yeah, so I am very excited for new music, especially if it's kind of in the range that I've been listening to. But I'll get into like these, I call it, I have my 2000s teen angst playlist.
Oh, yeah. What was that, like the Blink and the Good Charlotte and like that kind of stuff?
That's more, well, I guess that was technically 2000s. I was more going for my high school years. Like, I was
my
still
chemical.
My Chemical Romance, yeah. 3 Days Grace, Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, Linkin Park, a crap ton of Linkin Park, Evanescence. I think I had some Lacuna Coil in there, Korn, System of a Down.
Wow.
Yeah. So that, like, sometimes I'll go through phases where that's all I will listen to for like 2 weeks.
That's but, good though.
Yeah. So that is going, that might
like
end up in multiple ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm curious, like, what music that have you been, like, really into lately? Like, is there a band? Is there a album?
You know, I'm so old school that, like, my car is a radio. So, like, I have the little tape cassette that you could, like, try to plug your phone in, but it's such crappy quality. Mm. Like, it's one of those you keep having to adjust it type of things. So I just listen to the radio. So whatever's on there.
But like, you know, when you're at home.
Yeah, well, I'm still old school and I have an iPod that I haven't updated in like way too long. So I'm more of like the old school with you, like early like 2000s, maybe some 2000s and 10s in there. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really like get, I mean, I'm kind of chill with my music. As in, like, I'll just listen to whatever. Yeah, whatever's on the radio or if, like, in my FM, in my guy's car, like, whatever he is listening to, I'm just like, okay. Like, I don't really get in, like, I don't, like, blast music and, like, clean or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting because, like, I have my phone or my car has, like, an auxiliary cord.
Yeah. Does it work well?
No, because I have a phone that doesn't have an auxiliary port.
Oh, that's handy.
So I have like the one you connect to the radio and Bluetooth and stuff, but it doesn't sound great. So
yeah.
I have weird ears anyways. Like my ears, like if something gets too loud for too long, my ears start ringing.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I'm like, I don't like it ringing. So like I'm that weirdo that my dad has like, hey, I'll set up your speakers and stuff. I'm like, I don't need it that loud, like loud enough for me to hear and enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't need, like, subwoofers in my car.
No, like, it just it's too loud, and the bass always hits wrong, and it just messes up my ears, and I don't like it. My mom's the same way, I guess. But I'll usually just listen, and, like, I'll put the speaker on my phone and listen to that when I'm driving. And that's enough.
Oh, so you just put your phone on.
Yeah, and that's enough for me.
Oh, and you'd rather do that than listen to the radio?
Sometimes I'll go to the radio, but it just, like I said, like, it depends on my mood. If I'm like, yeah. I really want the Romanticizing My Life playlist, or play us a tune, which is like my only folky, like I got my Johnny Cash in there, like more of my country vibe. Like,
I guess you drive way more than I do anyway.
Yes.
I feel like if I was to drive more than like an hour, mm-hmm. or, you know, because then like the radio usually, okay, now they repeat themselves and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I've already heard the song type of thing. That would make sense to, okay, maybe I'm going to go to a playlist of my own. But I would never think of just playing from my phone.
Hmm. Well, like, I don't know if anybody else does this. I don't know if this is a thing with my ADHD or what, or maybe this is just like I'm more like, you know how they say you have type A or type B brains. You're either like more creative or more technical, I guess. Mm-hmm. So since I was a little kid, like I remember being like 8 years old doing this. And whatever music I'm listening to, if I'm not in like focused into a conversation or doing something, my brain, and sometimes even when I am doing stuff, it's going on in the background, I will start coming up with music videos or scenarios or create a movie out of whatever I'm listening to.
I used to do that in school when like they would let you listen to like your iPod when you would do your homework or something. And I used to teach dance.
Uh-huh.
So instead of like doing my homework, I would be creating a routine in my brain.
See, and I think it all depends on what your thing is. Like, I've always loved movies, and I actually jokingly thought to myself yesterday, I'm like, I should have, one of the things I used to want to do is go into, into the movie business, like editor and stuff, or like create movies or director or whatever.
Producer?
Like, I think producers just put the money in. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. But, I mean, some producers have more say or do whatever. But I feel like if you really want say in how a thing is done, I think you have to be a director.
Yeah.
And so when it came to like visualizing like how like the camera angles, the shots, like, okay, I'm going to start from right here and then we're going to have somebody walk in and the camera, the depth perception is going to, or the depth of field is going to change. So it's going to go from blurry to in focus when it gets closer. Like, I always have that all planned out in my head, but I'll either plan it out in a technical sense or I'll plan it out in a storyline sense.
Okay. And you do that when people are talking to you, if there's like a song on or something?
If it's a song that really grabs me sometimes, but I try to be, it's a lot. If it really bugs me, like I really want to hear it and I kind of want to do a thing, I'll try really hard to maintain focus into the conversation. But if I'm just at home cleaning and stuff, like sometimes I'll like pretend like that'll use the cleaning. Like, okay, I'm creating a movie. The song is really chill. Like, okay, so what's happening in the movie? They're in a house. The house is going to look like this. And this is what the shot's going to be at.
That sounds a fun way to clean.
But like that is my brain constantly coming up with either scenarios or stories or movies or whatever. Like, that's why when I jokingly tell somebody that I'm like, I have planned out every possible scenario for everything in my life because my brain does not stop.
Yeah, just thinks of it all.
So I am curious. I know that was a long way from, we still got a little bit more of the message to go by. But I'm curious if anybody else does that.
Yeah, I bet they do, especially if you are kind of more of the creative side. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm curious, because I didn't even think about that, like, because I'm more into the movie aspect of it or the filming, and you're into the dance op. And so I was like, wait, I didn't even think about, like, you know, other people could do it, but differently in that sense.
Oh, that's why when people, like, listen to like, they have to listen to music, or they can listen to music when they're, like, trying to study or trying to, like, I can't. Like, if I'm trying to get something done or work done, like, I have to have the TV off. I have to have music off because I will not focus.
See, that's interesting because, like, I can't focus if I don't have something. Like, it can't be super loud. Like, I have to have music or the TV, and sometimes it's on, like, volume 3. But I need to have it because otherwise I start focusing on other things. Like, is there a fly at the wall? It's like somebody coming up the stairs. No, that's the neighbor. Is that the dog? Is that the kids? What
yes,
are doing?
You were different in that.
Yep. ADHD for the win or not. but to finish off the text from Eric with a silent H, says, I think you would dig them if you're not familiar with the band. Good luck planning the wedding, Sarah, and rock on, ladies.
Thank you.
That being said, have you done any other wedding stuff yet? Besides your cute booty pictures on the Instagrams?
Hey. Oh, I got more too.
Yes.
No, not at all. I talked with my mom. We kind of discussed, okay, we need to like at least look up some places and just kind of call them and get a rough estimate of when, how booked out they are.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no. The first things first, I think, is really debating whether or not, and if we are, get it set soon-ish about an engagement party.
Okay. Well, like something like that, you could definitely do at a restaurant. Well,
yeah.
COVID, I mean, sorry.
I know. It's kind of like, yeah, it's tough because we have to balance like, okay, well, can we do it at a restaurant? How many people can we have? We wanted to do it at the restaurant that he proposed at, but a lot of places aren't doing private events right now or doing buyouts, which is where you like
buy out the whole restaurant.
So it's kind of our latest thing has been maybe renting an Airbnb and just renting a house and getting it catered.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, which honestly kind of sounds fun, going to a different place, like a different
house. That's not
house,
at your house, then, yeah.
Yeah, and then just, you know, I don't know, ordering pizzas or having it like chill. Like, I don't want to
okay,
be like super
so,
stressed out
so
about it.
So it's not like a super fancy, because when I think of engagement party, I think of like wine and like...
Well, if we were going to do it at a restaurant, we'd probably like have wine.
A little nicer, yeah.
A little nicer and invite, obviously, all the parents and older people. Mm-hmm. But last night I was thinking like,
why?
Well, I mean, it's just your immediate family and my immediate family that live here. The rest of like our older people live on the East Coast mm-hmm. or in California. And I'm like, why don't we just like have like a family dinner engagement party and then like have a party for, you know, everybody else. So that's kind of... But that was just last night that I said that. I haven't
told. That's a really good idea. I like that.
Yeah, I haven't told the parents yet if they're cool with not being. But even BJ was like, do we go to the engagement party? Like, he doesn't even know because they didn't even have engagement parties back in the day. But I was like, I'm still at that age where, or I'm still in that vibe where it's like, yeah, let's have a nice, sweet dinner. But like, then let's get faded.
I feel like that's what a lot of good weddings are, too.
Yeah. So, but as far as the wedding goes, no, there's been no progress.
That's fair. There is actually no real rush. And until you really know what you want to do, like even looking up venues right now, like if you don't know like the theme, like let's say you want to like quote unquote elope in Vegas, like do the whole like Taco Bell wedding that we talk about, you know?
Yeah, that we like, talk about.
Taco? Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
so far,
enjoy it.
J-Rubs is absolutely zero help. So,
honestly,
and I should say zero help, but also very chill.
I mean, that's all you can really ask for. Because I was talking to my cousin who's also engaged. Her wedding is going to be in February. She says that I saw her recently, by the way. We did a quote unquote celebrated my birthday late. And she was saying, one, congratulations. She's like, I saw Sarah got engaged.
Oh, thanks.
And two, it's like, yeah, I basically like she like I think, well, her fiance like doesn't really care if she runs by things. He's like, the only thing he cared about was the DJ.
Wow.
And she's like, but he has been no help in finding one.
Yeah.
It's like that's about right. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
And then colors, I don't care. What he wears, I don't care. What the food, I don't care. Like
he's
so...
like, I don't care. I think he might have picked out a suit color because I think it's like a dark red or something, like a maroon.
Ooh.
And it looks,
well, that's what other people
really
are
cool.
Asking me, like, what my colors are. And I'm like, that is something I've never even thought about, like, ever. Like, I'm not one of those people that have been fantasizing this since I was, like, five. Mm-hmm. Like, I've just never been one of those girls. So, like, some people already have. And in a weird way, it would have been nice if I had been fantasizing since I was five. Because I would have had this book. I would have had everything planned out already. But I really, like, I haven't.
Pinterest, baby.
All. I know. Well, I've been watching this show called Four Weddings. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's like four different weddings.
Yeah,
and then
the girls critique each other.
Yeah, and they compete to win a honeymoon. But it's just fascinating to see how all the different kinds of weddings. And I'm really getting like ideas and more ideas of what I don't like.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of those, when you see weddings on like reality shows and stuff, even if it's not celebrities, I feel like it's just an... It's an expression of, let me show you how rich or how much money we could blow. Like how much
some
money
we
spend.
Some of them are ratchet though. Like
really?
Some of the wedding. Yeah.
Like ratchet as
very...
in just like very tacky or ratchet as in cheap?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been a few that I'm like, this doesn't like look good.
Well, because there's some like where I feel like they're trying to go for a theme and it just doesn't look good. But they're still spending a crap ton of money to get this really ugly looking theme going.
Yeah, some of them they spend. Actually, I don't know. It's been like a wide range of some was like 10,000. Some was like 65,000. Like it's been a very
Jeez.
Wide range of money. Yeah. But some were like 75 guests and some were like 375 guests.
I mean, did they invite my family? Because that sounds about right.
Yeah. So it's fun to just be like, oh, like I should start writing what I like about this or what I don't like mm-hmm. about this.
You can do.
But then I'm also like, oh, this is daunting. And then I was like, they should come to Seattle and I should have no three other people getting married and I should be on this show. Because I'd like a honeymoon.
I could pretend to get married to Joe.
Oh my God, that'd be so, it'd be like a sibling, like rivalry.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. But then you guys like, have to get married and have a wedding.
Yeah. And I don't want to waste all my ideas for my real wedding on that.
Yeah, no.
So then I'd have to come up with a whole new thing.
Yeah. Which I feel like you'd be
able to do. I could figure it out. Pinterest is my friend. Honestly, Pinterest can be your friend. If you find something you like, you just start pinning it, and then it'll start suggesting other stuff like that.
Oh, man. Or you can be dangerous, too, because I'd be like, wow, I really want this. And then it's like hella expensive or like very DIY. And I'm like, I can't do Jack S. So I'm going to have someone hired to do it for me.
Your friend Vicky. No.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one that it was a bunch of DIY. And I was like, they're putting like millions of flower pots and candle things for the table centerpieces, like the night before the wedding. She's like, okay, one down, 20 to go. And I was like,
well, that's not too bad. Depends on how complex it is.
It looks pretty complex, but not that great.
Oh, yeah. Well, because like also, mind you, I did horticulture in high school, so I made fair share of floral arrangements. I made corsages and boutonnieres. So it's like when you go to Mexican events, I think I've talked about this, how there's like the godmother of the venue, godmother of this. So my mom and I have been quote unquote godmothers of certain things. Like we provided this as a gift.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a village.
Yeah. It takes a village mentality. So I have made, my mom has made for like both a table decoration slash, it wasn't the only table decoration, I should say. Also, it's one of those keepsakes or memento. What are they called? Parting gifts? No.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Wedding gift.
Yeah, but what people can take with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think there's another term for it. Party favor. That's what it is. So she crocheted a crap ton for my cousin's quinceañera. So she took salt shakers and she crocheted like a cute little dress to it.
Oh,
super extra, but super cute. But like, it's very popular. I've seen it. I've been to many events where that's a thing.
Yeah.
So
that sounds so adorable.
It's super adorable. Like,
my friend asked me what my little wedding, what are they called? Wedding, what'd you say? Party gift is going to be. I'm like, I don't know.
I had to warn my cousin. I could say this because I know my family and I know my community of Mexicanos. And I told her, just a heads up, most of the time, when you put like a table centerpiece on the table, it's usually handmade, like for Mexican families. Even the little salt shakers my mom made, those were handmade. So it's implied that at the end of the party, you can take one. Why do we do this? I don't know, because then you have it in your house and sometimes these aren't even that cute. And you have like a very specific themed like decoration in your house. Like it looked good on the table at the party. It doesn't look great on yours, on like the center of your table.
Wouldn't it die if it was like alive? If it was flowers and stuff?
Sometimes. Like sometimes they're not flowers. Sometimes they're other stuff.
Would end up getting it at the table?
Whoever wanted it. Like, I mean, if you know, you go to another table and hopefully nobody took that one. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah, it's like super cool.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's just like it's just habit. Like I remember we walked out with a lot of those because at the end of it, like, what are they going to do with them? They're not going to do anything with them.
And it'd probably be rude if you didn't take it.
Yeah, it's like 30 of them, right? So I asked my cousin. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, are the florists? Like she said something about the centerpieces. I'm like, is the florist providing that? And is she giving it to you or are you renting it? She's like, I think we're renting it. I'm like, so. Just know that our family might take them. And it's like, that is a thing. And I had it because this cousin, she didn't spend a lot of time when we were in our youth growing up with the Mexican side of her family because she was raised mostly by her mom.
Oh.
So I had to warn her at Mexican weddings, quinceañeras, everything. If it's on the table, they may think it's up for grabs.
Was she like, oh.
She's like, yeah, I need to talk to my wedding planner and my florist.
Yeah.
Because I think she said her wedding planner was she's like, it's the best investment. And by the way, that she could have done because on her wedding day, she doesn't have to do anything. And she's like, I don't want my bridesmaids or groomsmen to do anything. Like my cousin wanted as a gift to us. We are getting our hair and makeup done.
Oh.
She's like, I don't want you guys to work or anything on the day of my wedding.
Wow, isn't that y'all's job?
Well, that's what I thought too. It's just to kind of spend time with her, you know, help her get ready, but like work in the sense of setting up everything or taking everything down at the end of the night when we're all drunk.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, shouldn't there be people to help her do that?
Right, exactly. So that's why she hired people. instead of having us do it, which I mean, like, I'm cool either way if she tells us ahead of time. Because I've been to a wedding before where everyone left literally after the first dance.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was after the, I think they cut the cake and then everyone left, like, pretty much.
Was it a terrible wedding?
I mean, honestly, without getting too deep.
It's fine.
No, without getting too deep into it, I feel like a lot of people that this family knew, like, both marrying parties, they're kind of insufferable.
So it was a terrible wedding.
Like, the wedding itself was beautiful.
Or the people there were terrible.
Yeah. So I feel like the couple getting married, like, the husband's insufferable. The wife, she knows a lot of people and has made a lot of friends over the years. But I feel like they just got tired of her crap, kind of like I did.
Yeah.
And so they were there more out of obligation because they were from a small town and everyone knew them. And everyone knew the parents, so they felt like they had to go. Because literally after that, like, everyone booked it. Like, there was nobody left.
And I feel like even if a wedding, though, is popping, if you didn't like the people but the wedding is dope, like, why wouldn't you just stay, though?
It really wasn't that
great.
Free
music, free drinks.
Like, after everyone ate, we had to, like, move all the tables to dance.
Oh, they didn't have people to do that?
No, it was, like, a teeny tiny, like, wedding, which, I mean, that's fine and everything. But, like, I thought, like, the way she made it seem like these people were, like, lifelong friends and everything, like, I would have stayed the entire time. But I had to stay because everyone left. So it was me, another bridesmaid, but she was drunk. And then one other person and her mom. Like, after everyone left, we were the only ones there, and we had to clean it up before the next morning.
First of all, that's your mistake for not being drunk, because that's always the best excuse to not be much help.
Well, I also didn't have a place to stay that night, because it was kind of far. So my goal was to leave and then just get the hell out of there.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I was, like, had she told me, hey, can people make sure that they stay behind to help my mom or make sure that it's clean? Sure. But I had no idea that that was happening. So I didn't leave until like midnight. Mind you,
I'm going to say, like, just be prepared to help your cousin. I know she like, I don't want you guys to help. But, like, at the end of the day, you're there to help. So.
Right. Like, I mean,
or just get faded enough to where your cleaning is terrible and they don't want your help.
The venue they booked at, they have people cleaning and stuff like that. But if something happens, like, hey, somebody needs to run to the store for this. Like, yes, definitely we'll do that.
Yeah.
But the idea is we're not going to unload all this stuff on you last second like that happened.
That's good.
Which I thought was very sweet of her.
That's a prepared bride.
Yes. It was very sweet of her. And, like, she's adorable. And, like, my uncle apparently is gifting for the wedding hotel rooms for all the bridal party.
Wow. That's so nice.
Like, just for that night. Because it's, I think he gifted, like, 10 rooms.
Whoa. Is it in Seattle?
Uh-huh. We might have to. Yeah, it's in Seattle. We might have to, like, bunker up or something. But.
That's so nice. You probably have, like, a bridal suite, too,
yeah,
where you guys can all, like,
get
together.
Ready and relax, and then...
Yay!
Apparently, she's going to have a new stepbrother-in-law, who she had texted to her fiancé when we were hanging out recently, and she's just like, hey, so Vicky and your stepbrother? She's like, you know what? I see it.
Do you think he's hot?
She didn't have any pictures of him because he doesn't have social media, because of f***ing course. Oh, sorry.
Whoa!
That's always... My freaking
Does she think
life.
He's cute?
Yes. I think she found a picture, like, somebody posted of him, but it was, like, when he wasn't expecting it. So he was not looking good. So she didn't show me. So I was like, okay, that's fair.
I'm interested to see if you'll like it.
So I'm like, maybe I'll hook up on your wedding.
Hey, that's, like, always the dream. Is he a groomsman?
I don't remember. Maybe
that's always like, oh, there's a hot bridesmaid and there's a hot groomsman and they hook up the night up.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like in a movie.
And we're ordering our dresses soon. We got our tickets to the bachelorette party.
That's so fun. It's gonna be here so fast.
I know. Like,
I'm surprised you guys don't have your dresses already.
So we were waiting literally till this week. We're ordering them because, side note, if anybody else is getting married or playing an event that you all need dresses for, this is actually a pretty cool site. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called, like, Azazi.
Oh, that's where I got my, I've gotten a few dresses from there.
And even, like, wedding dresses on there aren't super expensive either.
I know, like, mine was, like, 100 and something.
Yeah, mine's going to be, like, 115 or something like that. And that you can, like, quote-unquote, like, rent to try on dresses. They're, like, 10 bucks or something. So they'll send them to you. You can try it on, see if it fits you.
And then
that you can do a free cut, like, not free, but, like, you can get a custom dress to your size for no additional cost. But the idea is that we all are planning our orders at the exact same time. They want you to do it that way so that they are dyed, because they dye the fabric. They dye the fabric at the same time, so it's all the same consistent color.
Oh, we just, like, let's say we wanted, like, candy apple. We all just got, like, a candy apple dress.
Well, that's what I thought we were going to do, but there, she's like, it even says, though, in the instructions, if you're part of a group, try to do it all at the same time. Because you can even say, hey, I'm a part of, you know, the Sarah Shea group.
Oh, hey.
And then you all order at the same time so they can make sure that the color is fairly consistent.
That would suck if you got the same color and it's not the same shade.
Right? Exactly. So it's like, okay, so I already picked my dress out.
Are you guys able? Yeah, able to. She just is going to choose the color and you guys can choose whichever one you want.
Which
that's cool.
I think is awesome. Do you think you'll have bridesmaids?
I don't know. I keep going back and forth with that. When I visited my friend this past weekend, she was like all asking me about it too. And I was like,
she's like, am I going to be a maid of honor?
Oh, she was like, one of my other friends we were with was like, I'm not going to be offended if I'm not one. And the friend that I was visiting was like, I'll be very offended if I'm not one.
Not a bridesmaid or maid of honor?
We were just talking about bridesmaids. Okay, I haven't even thought about maid of honor if I even have bridesmaids.
Danny. No, I'm just kidding.
One, it's funny too because I don't have any sisters and my fiance has no sisters because her maid of honor was her sister just because, you know, she was like, it really should have been you. You did way more, but, you know, I get it. It kind of has to be your sister.
I mean,
if you like your sister, I guess.
Luckily, like in my cousin's case, I asked, is your sister going to be your maid of honor? She's like, I love my sister and we're really close, but like, especially in their youth, because her sister grew up in a different state, basically.
Yeah.
She chose like her longest friend to be
and her sister her maid was cool of honor. With that. Yeah. Oh, but I mean, as long as her sister's cool with it.
And and if you're not really like young and stuff too, so it's like, okay, I don't.
Well, yeah, how much help are you willing to be?
Yeah.
You know, but I have no sisters and my fiance has no sisters, so I'm kind of like, well, I don't have any obligation to anyone then.
Ooh.
Not that I would even care. If you were my sister and I hated you, you're not going to be at my freaking wedding. Let's get real. But
you're not even getting an invite. Actually, maybe you might get an invite only so I can get a present.
If I really didn't like you, you ain't getting an invite. I don't care if you're blood or not.
I just thought of something.
But yeah, we'll see. I have no idea. I have to talk to my guy too and see if he wants
groomsmen.
And if he did, like how many would he want or how, you know, because I want them to have the same amount. That irritates me.
Oh, the wedding that was really crappy that I went to, they were uneven amounts. And I'm like, well, of course, because the groom is insufferable. I'm like, of course you don't have that many. Like, you don't have enough friends.
Oh, it sounds like the bride was insufferable, too. I'm surprised she had that many.
I feel like everyone just did it out of commitment.
Well, and it's like kind of awkward if somebody asks you and you don't, like, want to be, but they're asking you.
And you feel like you have to. Been there.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
do not recommend.
I mean, I am part of one and I'm very excited and I love her and I'm happy to be. But I was very shocked that she asked me to be. But, you know, I mean, she has a lot of kids and I guess has friends, but not that many or not that many close ones, you know, like I'm the only one that lives in state.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, of course I will be, you know, but I'm also like, but I'm kind of surprised. But
yeah, I think that's the tricky part. Like in my head, I always kind of plan it out like who I would want to be a bridesmaid if that's what ends up happening. But I even told like my best friend when she got engaged, I'm like, look, or even before she got engaged, I'm like, look, if you ask me to be a bridesmaid, I would love it. And I will do whatever you need me to do. Need me to cover up my tattoos? I will cover up my tattoos. Whatever you need.
You would not have friends like that.
I wouldn't. Luckily, I have awesome people who love me for who I am. But that just shows the level of dedication I have. Like, I even offered that for my cousin for her wedding. Granted, I didn't have as many tattoos as I do now that are visible, but I had a giant back tattoo. And I was like, I know our family's more conservative. When you're worried about anything, I will cover it up for you. And she's like, no, don't care. That being said, I said, however, I know how stressful this can get between feeling obligated to have certain people in your wedding or not or whatever.
Yeah.
So she had like her stepsister was, I think maybe one or both her stepsisters. She doesn't have any actual blood sisters. So like one or two of her stepsisters. And then she had like her oldest friend, like she knew longer than I had. And then her other oldest friend, which is now becoming like one of my really good friends too. It's like we're the little trio now. And then like, I think, her sister-in-law. But this
so
is
you weren't part of it.
So I wasn't part of it. Like, I was literally, like, if her husband had gotten one more groomsman, I would have been it.
Does she wish you were a part of it now that you guys are so close?
Oh, yeah. Like, we actually had this conversation recently. She's like, I love my stepsister, but she has her own life going on. I very rarely talk or see her.
Yeah.
And same with, like, one of the other friends, like, one of her older friends. Like, not older, but oldest friends. It's like, they're I don't really talk or communicate with them very often. We're not as close as, like, I thought we would stay being. And it's not that, like, they purposely dropped off when you get married. It's just that's how life goes. You can't expect it to happen, you know, that you're going to be friends forever. Like, close friends. I'm not saying that they're not friends still, but...
I think about that with, like, all the pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we better stay friends for a long time if I'm getting these professional pictures and you're going to, you know?
But I mean,
and I also think about, like, who... What group would have a great effing time? Like, even like, yeah, I'm close to you and we talk, but like, we might not talk as much as this person and I, but like, you and I have a freaking great, like, it would be so, like, I think about that too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I might know this person forever, but like, I mean, we talk here and there, but like, she has her own life and I never, you know, mm-hmm. I also think about, okay, well, what group would be just a dope time? Cause there's like a lot of things, like, I mean, if I do the whole meal deal and like that, right. They're going to have to be a part of
the bachelorette party and all the other
things. If I go wedding shopping, my bridal party, engagement, like, you know, which is also like a lot of pressure.
It is, especially if you bring everybody out. Just order online from Wish or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And then my crazy, like, wanting the even amount of people, I'm like, okay, definitely has to, everyone have to have the same color for sure. But would I want everyone to actually have the same style too? Because I am that crazy.
Also,
I am that
I know,
crazy.
I know,
don't
you
care
like everything.
What kind of body
order.
Types y'all have? I don't care if it doesn't look good on one person, but looks good on the other one. I want you guys all to look exactly the same.
So that's like, why we're
gonna
be
like, I can
see
myself going crazy.
No, thank you.
Well, okay. Well, they would. Well, they wouldn't know. I wouldn't need to warn everyone who I asked before. But
right.
I'm hoping because, like, I've seen pictures where like they have all different styles, and I notice it, but. It doesn't look horrible as long as everyone is the same color.
And
it doesn't
that,
look nearly as probably great as everyone having the exact same dress, but...
I do. What I love, though, right now, the trend I've seen is, like, the dresses don't have to be... Either they are the same style, but in different shades, like, especially jewel tones for, like, a fall wedding. So it's, like, that deep red, deep green, deep purple, and I freaking...
Maybe if those are, like, your three colors of your wedding or something.
No, yeah, they definitely are all colors within the wedding.
Okay.
And I think that's just gorgeous. Or they do different dresses, but in the same family of colors. So you feel like you're still in the same palette. I think that's so pretty.
Oh.
But I definitely understand, like, everything has to be in its place. And if it's just, like, if it's just, like, an inch off, it just... I understand you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
So we can probably do this one really quick.
Okay.
So we had recorded, obviously not in the last 2 weeks... because of technical difficulties and then having the day off. But the week prior, we were going to record an extra podcast for you and more technical difficulties. Won't get into
not
it right
fault.
Now, but we had started to. And I wanted to kind of go back and reread it. We didn't actually, Sarah didn't read the, didn't get to hear the end, but it was one of those, am I the a-hole stories?
Ooh!
So we've been talking about fiancés and weddings and all this stuff, like really awesome partners, really good human beings.
Yes.
This girl's wondering if she was the a-hole in this relationship or was her partner.
Oh.
So she explains, my boyfriend is 6 feet tall. He is 229 pounds. So he's a big boy.
Big boy.
I am 5'6" and 120 pounds. So she's, you know, average size and in shape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So from a medical standpoint, my boyfriend is obese, and I'm a fairly normal weight. I really don't mind his weight. He was obese when I met him, and that wasn't a problem for me. He has struggled for his weight for many years and constantly talks about wanting to lose weight, but he never actually diets or exercises. Again, not a huge deal for me, but I try to be supportive and offer him advice and general encouragement whenever he discusses his desire to lose weight. An occasional point of contention between us is he has the tendency to offer me diet advice.
Oh.
For example, he says, you shouldn't drink those things. They're full of hidden calories, like referring to her smoothies.
Oh.
Or when I do strength training, he says, you'll just gain weight because you'll put on too much muscle.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, it's annoying because nutrition and fitness are actually big passions of mine. And I'm not an expert by any means, but I've done several courses and I feel like I know more than the average person. Plus, I feel that I can demonstrably show that I can manage my own weight. So I don't like that he constantly feels the need to give me advice.
That's so rude.
It's not only rude because it's, but it's also you're, I don't know if you're a hypocrite or you're just stupid. I don't know. So this past weekend, so things get bad.
Oh, a little spicy.
He and I met up with a few of his mates at a beer garden. At some point, the guys were talking about their experiences with online dating. My boyfriend said that he had used Tinder before meeting me, but he deleted it because they were, quote, too many desperate fat chicks.
Oh.
He said this in such a disgusted, dismissive way that I genuinely saw red for a second and just blurted out, seriously, you're going to criticize fat chicks? There was a really long, awkward pause, and then one of his friends made a joke, and the conversation sort of moved on.
Oh, awkward.
But my boyfriend didn't speak to me for the rest of the evening. He texted me the next day to say that I was incredibly rude and disrespectful to comment on his weight, especially in front of his friends. He says he thinks he wants a few days away from me to decide whether or not he can forgive me.
Wow, dramatic.
I agree it was rude to call him out in front of his friends. But I also think what he said was obnoxious and borderline sexist. I've apologized to him, but I'm not sure I'm genuinely the a-hole here. Am I the a-hole? So before I read you comments.
This is a tough one. It's got a lot of layers.
Right.
I think he's the a-hole first for calling you out for calories or this, that, and the other. I feel like
before the comment.
If the person doesn't want advice about losing weight or gaining muscle or hasn't said to their partner, like, hey, like, let me know if I'm eating something that's probably too much caloric for my meal or something. If they haven't, if she never told him that, like, he should never be butting into that, like, at all. It sounds like she's healthy and she actually, like, knows her stuff better than he does.
It's very much, when people use the term mansplaining, he's literally, that is what he's doing. He's trying to explain something that he knows nothing about to somebody who knows what they're, like, a woman who knows what she's doing and talking about.
Well, and I think it could go either way, too. You know, like, if my boyfriend might be a little overweight and if he has never told me he wants to lose weight or anything and I'm like, babe, do you know how many calories are in that slice of pizza? Like, no, that's rude.
That's very
rude.
You
didn't ask for that. Like, unless he's like, help me out. Then I would be like, babe, don't eat that effing pizza. It's 335 calories. Like, what are you doing? Right.
And then, like, he seems like the kind, like, that's the frustrating part where someone is bitching about something, but they're not doing anything about it. And that can get on people's nerves. Like, that's my thing I had to realize. I'm like, if I'm going to bitch about something, I either have to be doing something about it or just shut up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think he was rude there. And then the incident with his friends and him. I'm all about, like, that's something I would do, and that's something I would probably say.
Wait,
and
just, the fat chick comment or call him out?
No, call him out.
Yeah.
If I just saw red and blurted it out, but I actually kind of do think it was rude.
All right.
I think if it wasn't in front of his friends, you know, maybe they could have actually had, like, an actual conversation about it. But I actually think she was upset about the comments he made about the random, quote-unquote, fat bitches on dating sites. But that was probably really embarrassing for him, you know?
Yeah. Although there's times where people need to be called out and they're not going to learn unless they...
Well, and that's, like, how guys talk. I mean, honestly, that's how women talk with other women. Like, oh my God, look at his face. That's so whack. He has a nice body, but his ears are so big. Like, we do the same things. Like, guys call, unfortunately, call, you know, there's maybe a bunch of quote unquote fat bitches on Tinder, and he's with his dudes and his girl that he probably thought he could talk to in front of. So, I mean, I don't think his guys would have called him out if, you know, if she was or wasn't there. They would probably be like, oh yeah, dude, you're right. There are, like, that's not really, you know.
I think it's just in my mindset, because, like, I'm not going to lie, sit here and lie and be like, I've never been rude to somebody behind their back based on their looks or, like, I don't think I have done it in person where I wasn't provoked. some girl was really mean to me in middle school until I finally snapped.
Well, I mean, but, like, he she felt provoked, so right. she that, wanted but, to defend the people on Tinder or whatever.
Like, that being said, though, like, when I do find myself around people that are constantly, like, hammering, like, being super negative and rude about people like that, like, why? Like, why are you, like, when I do see a guy, like, where I don't necessarily find him attractive, like, I try to make it a point not to crap all over him, like,
yeah.
Like, whether it's even with my girlfriends, like, I try, it's like a mantra I started a few years ago where I don't try to put that out in the universe, put that negativity out in the universe, like,
no,
even saying it
good.
Out loud.
You're
so, in
trying
my,
to make yourself a better person, which I think is great,
right.
but unfortunately, especially with dating sites, no. and it's literally just one swipe, you can see a bunch of pictures mm-hmm. and immediately criticize.
And
it's kind of like what we live in now.
Right. And I think it's just like one of those things that I'm trying to promote, at least with like my friend groups and people. It's like, is that necessary? Is that how, like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're going to say or do things the way you want to say or do them. But it's just like, what if we did it differently?
Which I agree. And I agree yeah. if that hurt this girl so much, she mm-hmm. probably should have had a private conversation with him
right.
and said, listen, like, I don't like when you call fat bitches fat, especially because right. like, you don't really have a place to talk, like, you're
or,
a bigger dude
or bitch,
too, like,
or women bitches.
some
people don't like that, which I mean, I
yeah.
call us bitches, but
I do too. I don't,
but
I don't,
like, everyone's a little different, but I'm more of that mindset. So in my head, like, especially if you're dating somebody and it's like, I don't know how their interactions were beforehand, I feel like she's just kind of try to be super supportive and nice to him this entire time, and he's just like, bar, 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 bar. And he kind of sounded entitled when he was like, you need to apologize to me. I don't know if I can forgive you. It's like,
well, I'm just trying to think, like, if I was with my girls and my guy said kind of like a comment like that, like, that he's probably very insecure about that. That's
oh,
probably
yeah.
like his biggest insecurity. So I could see, like, him being very upset about it, but needing to have a deeper conversation.
Right.
Like, if she really doesn't like him saying that about women, then, I mean, either he needs to stop or she just can't be around him and the dudes. Like,
so let's see what people had to say.
Well, what do you think? Do you think she was the a-hole or not?
Do I think what she said was rude? Yes. Do I think he deserved it? I'm like, he seems kind of like a piece of s anyways. Just like an annoying, not so much. Okay, maybe piece of s is too much. I think he's just...
You're just talking about, like, how we yeah. should treat people nicely.
No, but I mean, like, the way he treats her, the way he, like, is mansplaining constantly, the way he kind of acts superior in order to hide the fact that, you know, he is obviously insecure, and just being rude about it, like, I get it. Like we all have our issues and traumas. Doesn't mean you have to be rude or mean. So I feel like he was rude and mean first multiple times, and I feel like she finally snapped.
But it shouldn't be a tit for tat, though, should it?
I don't think it wasn't like should she have done it then and there? No, but it came out. It happened. She didn't. I don't think she meant to. I think it just, when you see red, you say some dumb.
So do you think she needs to apologize or not?
I think she technically did. She said, look, I'm sorry I said it then and there, but she wanted to know, like, because he was like, oh, I need to know if I can forgive you. She's like, okay, well. Okay, am I really the a-hole?
They need
here?
A deeper conversation.
So
they're both the a-hole.
So the different like so people had different comments, and then there is like an update to the story. So
I love updates.
So one person says, "I was so ready to be with the alternative judgment, but you are not the a-hole." Because when she read the first line, because she said something like commented
yeah.
about his weight in front of his friends. It's like, maybe you could have phrased it differently. But I'm not surprised you were gobsmacked at the audacity and the double standard. He's allowed to prefer a type, but as you say, the disgust in which he expressed it would have upset me too. I think that was, I think, the big part of it too. It's like, if he said something like, oh yeah, just too many fat chicks, whatever. Like, okay. Like that I feel like it feels differently than, ugh, there's just, ugh, too many fat chicks. Like, there is a tone, right? There,
yeah, but I also feel like it's a negative thing no matter how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else says, his argument to me is that as his girlfriend, okay, so this is her thing she was saying, not the main update I was referring to, but this is another update.
Okay.
His argument to me was saying that as his girlfriend, I should mention his weight or anything demeaning about him in public, which I agree with to a certain extent. It probably came off across as I were trying to belittle him in front of his guy friends. But the way he said it just really upset me on a personal level, especially in the context of his constant diet advice to me. I don't think he should be ashamed of his weight, but sometimes I feel like he's completely oblivious to it. And then somebody else comments, not the a-hole. While apologizing probably was the right thing to do, this guy gaslights you severely at every turn. It sounds like pure chaos. It might be the best to move along at this point. Let him have his pathologies about weight and find someone who isn't healthy to share them with. Yeah, find somebody who isn't healthy and he can tell them how to live their life diet-wise. He sounds like a bully and an a-hole. And while I'm sure he has some good qualities, you haven't described any here. Even his incredibly wounded response to your understandable frustration is playing the ultimate victim. And she does say he definitely has amazing qualities, but I feel like his negative ones really come out in relation to his weight. And it's what he's the most insecure about. And I also know for the fact that he would leave me if I ever gained weight. Part of why I thought I am an a-hole is specifically because I know how sensitive he is about his weight, especially when it comes to how other people view him. But I'm just genuinely shocked by what he said and that I just blurted out the retort. Like, that's kind of like an awful feeling. Like, yeah, you want to look good for your partner, but like, life's going to happen. Like, something awful can happen. You can go to a depressive episode and balloon up 50 pounds.
I tell my man all the time, like, you better still love me when I'm pregnant and have your children. Exactly. Like, this body ain't always going to look this good.
That's the thing. You want somebody that's going to love you for every stage of your life.
But that is why, like, a part of the reason, like, I'm so on my, like, trying to work out and be healthy, mm-hmm. though, because I want him to find me attractive always. And I want to find myself attractive.
But, like, and God forbid, like, you go through, like, a depressive episode, you balloon up 50 pounds, like, you want to be with somebody that's going to support you to get back down to your goal weight while you're going through this horrible time. That's your idea, right?
For sure. It's like, but I would also want him to desire me and want my body.
But when you're depressed, you don't really care about much. somebody else is not the a-hole. It wasn't borderline sexist. It was sexist. I guess in his mind, men are the only ones allowed to comment on weight. Time away may be the best thing. It will allow you to assess if you want to waste years with a hypocrite. Somebody else is not the a-hole. Guys do this all the time. Like, it's okay if they're obese, but they expect women not to be even a little overweight.
Wow, so I don't, like, agree with any of these people.
Right. I agree. It probably wasn't the best time or place to make such a comment, but I too absolutely hate it when fat or overweight men get mad if fat women show interest in them, or also call those women desperate when they probably were only matching with thin women who, guess what, due to the rampant fat phobia in society, probably said the same thing about fat men as he did about fat women. So she's like, probably the women looking at you on Tinder are thinking the same thing.
Are all these commenters females?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Oh, I would be very curious.
He doesn't have to be attracted to fat people, but he also doesn't have to be so incredibly gross about it either. So in that case, I'm just going to go with not the a-hole, because you said what you needed to say. Someone says, sounds like he's projecting. He's disgusted with himself and projects that disgust onto others. The audacity of him being mad at you for talking about his weight when he constantly criticizes you about your weight and your diet techniques is unreal.
I think it should have just been a private conversation. Yeah. I don't think it should have been called out in front of his friends. Mm-hmm. I understand how people talk. I'm no angel. And I, you know, mm-hmm. like, you and I have talked about people's looks before on the internet, on whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I've taken my friends' phones and swiped left and right, and mm-hmm. they've shown me, oh my God, look at that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just, unfortunately, it's part of a human to quote unquote judge people, essentially, good or bad.
And like, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not like, for example, for me, like, I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I am not super stick thinny.
No one's everyone's cup of tea.
Stick skinny. I am covered in tattoos. Like, I know I'm not, but I know I'm going to be like the stupid little quote I see everywhere. I'm somebody shot of whiskey. Like,
I see the shot of tequila. Yeah,
like, I'm somebody, like, I'm a taste for other people, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, and but, as long as you love yourself, like, someone else will love you too. Shoot.
But it kind of goes back to my mentality. I'm like, why are you saying such mean things about somebody you may or may not know? Like, I don't know. What is that
because
doing
we love
in the
world? To judge other people. Like, oh my gosh.
I know. It's just,
I don't know if it's how we all are, how our brain is, how the moment your ex gets a new girlfriend, what do? You immediately go to see if you were hotter or not. You immediately go to see, like, critique or this, that, and the other. Like, it's just something we do to make ourselves feel better.
And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it or can't do it, because it's natural. Because at the end of the day, all we want to do is feel good and feel better about ourselves. But
so putting people down makes us feel better, damn it.
Yeah, but like, does it really in the long run?
I feel
run?
Like therapy tells you the opposite, but
In the long run, does it really? I love this person's sometimes. Comment, though. It's like, you're not the a-hole. Sounds like you could lose some weight, though. 229 pounds, to be exact.
Oh.
As in the boyfriend?
Oh, as in like, oh, because he's the baggage. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's good.
Update.
Yes.
Yeah, we broke up. I feel lighter.
What? That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if this was like the final straw.
I think so.
Like, this is what did it.
I think reading all these comments and realizing, you know what? I'm sick of this. Why am I with this person that I... No.
I wonder if he or if she gave him this whole like thread
I
as
hope
like
so.
A parting gift.
I hope so.
I know. That's epic. Good for her, though.
Yeah. Like,
and maybe he'll find someone on
a
Tinder.
Skinny, a skinny girl who likes making
Hey, there's
fun
someone
of other
that loves
better.
Everyone out there.
Exactly.
That is for sure.
Doesn't matter your kink, your type, or whatever. It's out there. That being said, any advice for Sarah for wedding planning is always appreciated, especially
yeah,
tips to make
I'm
it cheaper.
I'm going to need it for the next, like, 800 years, I feel like, because at this point, it's not going to happen until we're in the grave. Just kidding.
Fiancés forever.
That has a nice ring to it, actually, though. The F and F. Don't give me any ideas, Vicky.
No, I know. But also, I want to know what you guys think on this situation.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm the only one that actually thinks she's an a-hole. I think he is, too, but I think she is, too.
Okay, yeah, like, was she in the right? Like, what do you guys think? Like, and I know, like, there's guy talk, there's girl talk, and I'm more in the minority in the sense of, like, this is just my own personal journey I've taken about being more positive. And honestly, I have that bride I talked about earlier to blame or to thank.
The one that you hated her wedding, but you didn't want to say you hated her wedding because you're so nice now?
Yeah. The one where
Perfect.
I got
it's working obviously
the one where I got stuck doing all these things and was the only one left I realized how negative she was, and like she aired this sense of confidence about her always, like everything she did, like she knew she was hot s, you know.
Was she though?
No. But then the amount of like crapping on people she did to make herself feel better. And she it never looked like she was doing it to make herself feel better. She just worded it like just, she was always a mean girl. And I was like, why am I friends with you?
Like, well, you don't. Sometimes mean girls have that kind of arrogance about them.
Yeah.
Which is odd. But it's probably all fake.
It is.
Just to cover up their insecurities.
Because then I started really realizing, like thinking, because sometimes we just agree with people because it's easy. Like, oh, yeah, no, you're right. But then I actually started listening to what she was saying and actually looking, like, when she'd make comments about a random person on the street, like a random chick that was in the waiting room with us at, you know, while I was getting my oil changed. It's like, oh, my God, like, she looks like A, B, and C. She doesn't look good at all. And I'm like, she's actually really cute. Like,
yeah,
maybe like
she actually looks better than us. What are you talking
like,
about?
Maybe her her technique or her execution wasn't like 100%, but like it's her thing. It's her jam. She probably feels great in it. Like, or even like the same comments when people are like, oh, eat a sandwich, you're too skinny. It's like, I mean, are they skinny or are they skinnier than you? That's how I view it now. Cause like I used to be that person and be like, oh my God, eat a sandwich. Like I wouldn't say it in anybody's face because I hate starting fights. but I would always, I'd let that out in the universe. And it's like, why? And I'm like, look at her. Is she skinny or is she busting her ass hours and hours and hours a week at the gym? Look at those abs. Like that does not happen by accident.
Yeah.
Like, no, she like that is work. That is putting in the right fuel in your body and working out. So in my head, I do this thing whenever I feel like I want to think of something negative towards somebody, like judge somebody based on something. I sit there and I think, is this because I feel insecure? And if that is the case, I in my head, I know it's really silly, but it helps with my positivity.
My positivity.
I compliment them in my head.
What if it's not like, what if you really just don't like what they're wearing? Like, do you still compliment them? Do you find something positive to say?
Yes, because I have a friend, another friend who is the opposite of this person. And I'll give her a shout out. Her name is Melissa, not the one that was on the podcast. Another Melissa.
Melissa!
We were out for breakfast one day and there's this woman who came in and the outfit was a little like odd, right? It was like a white suit jacket. And like a long, like what a suit skirt would be, but long, and had a slit up the side. And her hair was made up to be like 2000s prom style.
Okay.
It just looked very out of place. You can tell they just came from church. But even then, like that felt like a very odd like choice for church and like the whole setup. And I was like, I was looking at it. I'm like, that's different. Like, I might have, like, this was before my positivity change. I was just like, that's a weird look. What the hell is she wearing? And my friend turned around and looked at her, and she looked at me, and she said, look at her. Like, she's glowing. She's rocking it. She feels comfortable. Like, she's rocking it. She's rocking that look. Like, it may not be something I would wear, mm-hmm. or maybe something that I would even consider looks nice. But the woman looked happy in it. She felt comfortable. Like, she was smiling. And so she had something positive to say. Like, maybe my friend actually really did like the outfit and would wear it herself. But I really, like, I mean, maybe that was why she liked it. But I never really thought of it that way. It doesn't matter whether or not it looked good or not. It's how is she carrying herself? Is she happy? Is she, like...
Yeah.
And so when I thought of that, I'm like, okay. I, like, even if it's not something I would wear, I'm like, well, that's a weird looking dress. But, like, she's rocking it. She's glowing, or she's pulling it together. And sometimes they're not. And that's like, okay, well...
Let like, me try to think of something else positive to say.
But, like, that's also, like, it's not coming from a place of insecurity or something either. Like, I also have to keep that in mind. So there's, like, a lot of things that go along with it. But that's, like, in my head. I'm like, well, you know, like, or if they're looking kind of sad or, you know, their outfit's a little weird. I'm like, you know what? They're probably going through a rough day. You know, like, hopefully their day gets better.
Dang, girl, you're like an angel now. You need a halo and stuff. You got some wings back there. Like, because I mean, I'm very, like, if someone looks better than me, I'm like, dang, they look better than me. I'm jealous. But you know like, what I mean? But it's like, or if someone is wearing something whack, I'm like, dang, that person's wearing something whack. I hate that so much. Like,
like, I mean, I'm still allowed to hate on, like, hate stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not hating them for wearing it. I just may hate that article of clothing. I'm not going to say, wow, they're a dumb piece of crap because they're wearing that.
No, unless you're
wearing a swastika or something, I will judge you for that.
But I guess there are some things that people actually judge a person on, but it's just an article of clothing or your hairstyle, right, or,
you know, but like even stuff like face, your like your body, everything gets judged. And I know that. But that's just like a thing I found myself becoming very bitter and very angry and just very just like mean girly. And I didn't want that. And that's just my own thing. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I just do it for me. So I don't know if that may help somebody. Maybe that's a different way of thinking it, a different
positivity.
Mentality. Because like especially my dad's side of the family, they're what's the word? Catastrophizers.
Oh.
So it's literally like
doom and gloom all the time.
Yeah, like, oh my God, the worst has happened. It's like, what happened? It's like, this person was in a car accident. It's like, no, they ran into a car, like a parked car, like that kind of a thing. Like, calm down. Chill. It wasn't a car accident.
Everything's just so dramatic all the time. It's the end of the world all the time.
Exactly. So it's like, calm down, everybody. Chill out. There's
plenty. Think of the positivity side of it.
Otherwise, life just sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's honestly it. It's like, what's the alternative here? No. But like I said, would love to hear from you. I know that was very... like, not artsy-fartsy, but...
Hey, it had been 2 weeks since we recorded one, so we had to just...
Well, I meant, you know, like, my thing was very, what would you call it? Very silly. I don't know. Cheesy. That's the word.
Cheesy.
I think that's the best word.
Well, you're just so sweet now. You're just a nice little Vicky.
Well, I've been doing
this.
So
you can be cheesy.
I've been working on this for a couple of years now.
I'm still a bitch, so sorry.
I know, but you're my bitch. You're our bitch, Sarah.
Hey.
I still love that word.
All right. Me too.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.